God is good. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. The church isn't over. Amen. Welcome online. Thank you for joining us. I know we're a little bit later, but we're having church. God's presence is here. His power is here. His anointed hasn't lifted, but it's shifted. His anointing has not lifted. It's still here, but it's shifting. He's moving in a way to bring his word to pass, to bring his kingdom to pass. And I had a message today. I prepared. Everybody say, thank God. Pastor prepared. Amen. But we're not getting there today. Not going to happen. I'm actually going to minister out of my offering message, but we'll take an offering at the end. But I'm going to use this scripture to minister the word today that the Lord wants me to release. And it's in 1 Kings 17. I know we have a title of, what is my title? That'd be good to know. You are free, but we shall see if that title works out. But it's in 1 Kings 17. Amen? If you have your Bibles, turn there. Because the Lord has a blessing for you. Don't lose what God's doing. He's still ministering to people. And he's going to minister by his word now, his written word. Hallelujah. Again, welcome online. We're going to 1 Kings 17. And we're going to talk about a man named Elijah and the widow. This was my offering message, but there's a whole lot more to this message than just for an offering. I want you to see something today, this morning, this end of June, last Sunday in June 2023, because I believe you're going to receive a word of the Lord today. What's that? It's July. Yes, it's July. Even the pastor will mess up. It's almost August. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm human. Praise God. If you didn't know, now you do. Amen. We're going to go to verse 8. And what the Lord's speaking to me is, don't base your life off of what you see. And don't think that as you do what the Lord says, that's your final destination. Because here you're going to see Elijah heard from the Lord, obeyed the Lord, but then had to hear from the Lord again and obey him again. And as he did these steps of faith and obedience, the blessing of God was upon him continually. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it felt like. Elijah did not get upset when what the Lord told him to do stopped operating. He said, okay, Lord, what else do you have? Please understand me, church. The Lord wants conversation with you, not a one-time statement for the rest of your life. It's not, oh, I got saved, praise God, I'm done. Or praise God, I've arrived. Because if that was the case, Elijah would have not fulfilled his ministry. And the kingdom of God would have not operated in many different ways through Elijah because he stopped short of all that God had. I'm here to tell you, do not stop short. Do not look around and say, oh, we got to this amount in our bank account. Shoo, we're safe. It's nothing to do with that. It's what is the Lord speaking in this day and this hour? Am I hearing it? Am I doing it? Amen. Because he's speaking every day to his people. And if we're listening, we shall hear. We had a time of ministry. You guys here understand that. Online, we had a time of altar ministry where the Lord in the presence of God was here ministering to people. It's out of those times he gives you the next step. He gives you the next plan. He gives you the next word. Amen. It's times of reading your Bible that you receive oh, this is what I need to do. I'm believing today is another one of those days. Amen. You may have got a step already, but the Lord wants to assure it by faith that you walk it out. Amen. And Elijah is a good example of that. Everybody say, next step. You're going to receive the next step. Amen. You're going to receive. You say, what does it look like? I don't know. I'm not the one going to tell you your next step. I'm not your God. Amen. Okay, so don't expect it from me. Expect it from God. All right. I'm glad we got that straight. Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Hold on. That's not where I wanted to start. I want to start in verse 1. We missed something. Verse 1 of 1 Kings 17. And Elijah the Tishbite and the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except by my word. The man of God spoke and the weather changed. Amen. Hey, we have a better covenant based on better promises. If you need rain on your crop, you command the rain to come upon your crop. If you have too much rain, you speak to it and say, we're good right now. Amen. Notice this. That is key to this story. Remember, Elijah was speaking under the inspiration of God about the rain. Verse 2, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. So the brook Cherith is a place, a river, that he could do what when it gets dry? Get some water. It's profound how the Lord speaks to people. You almost have to think to mess it up. If it gets dry and the Lord provides, he's going to make or tell you to do something so you're taken care of. There will be provision where you obey the word of the Lord. Every time. You will always have provision when you step in the steps that God ordained for you. Amen. Whether it be ministry, whether it be your business, your family. When your family steps are ordered by the Lord, God will watch over your family. It's that simple. All right. It says, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And I will be, and it will be, excuse me, that you will drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So this is the word of the Lord. God is speaking to Elijah, giving him detailed instruction. Everybody say detailed. Detailed. All right, God is not vague. Even though we don't understand everything he's speaking to us to do, that doesn't mean he's vague. We just do not have the revelation of it fully. All right, I tell myself this all the time. God usually gives you a word, a phrase, short, because if he gives you too much, you mess up. All right, if he gave you your whole life, you'd be like, nope, I can't do that, sorry. But he gave me a word, leave the farm. He didn't share any more than it. He didn't say anything about Bible school. He didn't say anything about ministry. He said, leave the farm. If he said ministry, Bible school, pastor, I'd be like, farm's good. You hear what I'm saying? If he gives you more than what your faith can handle, you will not step. So it may be a word. Go. Go. And you just have to go by faith, not knowing where you're going. You'll pull a Abraham. Right? Go. Leave your father and mother. Back to Elijah. So God gave him the word where to go. And what's going to happen there? Amen. How many of us want to know where we're supposed to be and what's going to happen there? Amen. You don't have to look very far to know if God's sending you to a river that that's where you can get water. Okay? So partake of where the Lord sends you. Don't be super spiritual and think of some heavy revelation or prophetic word. Drink the water where he sends you to drink. Preach the gospel where he sends you to go. Don't read into it too much. All right? Don't try to prophesy something that the Lord doesn't have, the Lord's not on it. Just be obedient and go where he tells you to go. Amen. Provision will be there. All right. He said, go to Bible school. He said, go to Pennsylvania. He said, come back here and start a church. Okay. Okay. If you start a church, obviously there's going to be preaching and teaching. Pretty sound advice. Not rocket science, right? Amen. He didn't say go anywhere else, so I'm not leaving. All right? I'm not leaving. Even if it gets hard, don't leave unless the word of the Lord tells you to. Amen. We're going to read on with Elijah and understand that he does not move till the Lord tells him to move. But it may not look the way he wants it to look. I'm telling you, your life will not always look the way you want it to look. And that's a good thing. Because if it looked like the way you wanted to look, you'd be going to a place that you don't want to go. Amen. Everybody's trying to order their own steps, and they're walking directly towards the place they don't want to go. Because they don't know the truth and they haven't been set free. So don't base what you see off of whether it's the Lord or it's not the Lord. All right? Get the word of the Lord. That's what you need, the word of the Lord. You have to have the word of the Lord. Do not go unless you get the word of the Lord. Okay? Are you listening? Amen. This will keep you safe and protected. This will keep you from failing or getting shipwrecked faith or messing up a whole bunch of other people. All right? Stay where the Lord wants you to stay till he gives you the next marching order. Amen. Stay there. You may take one step with the Lord, be right where he wants you, and you're there the rest of your life here on earth. Well done, good and faithful servant. You obeyed the one word he gave you. Praise the Lord. You get the same reward as a person that had to walk all over the world and do all kinds of different ministries. Amen. Anyway, I won't get into that. But one step is a whole lot easier than 150 steps. All right? You ever get directions, try to build something? And there's like pages of directions. It's easier if it just has one step and then you're complete, right? There's nothing wrong with just doing what the Lord says to do, even if it doesn't look like everybody else. Amen. This is not a normal church service this morning. That is not the American church service. Thank God. Praise God. Amen. Because what took place there, you could have 50 church services that don't hit what just hit. Amen. You say, what's the message today? I'm working on it. Amen. I don't know. I'm working on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4 again. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook that I have commanded, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. That's pretty good word. That's pretty good to know that I'll be taken care of physically by the Lord. But if Elijah didn't leave and go to the brook Cherith, it could be different. He had to go to the brook Cherith. All right, remember that. Go where the Lord's telling you to go. I don't care if there's a bigger river closer. Go to where he told you to go. I thought of this before, and I've heard messages on it. When Jesus put the mud and said, go wash in the pool, if they didn't go to the right pool, they would have not got their blessing. They had to go where Jesus said to go. They could not go other places. You have to go where Jesus says to get your healing, to get your wholeness, to get your fulfillment. Don't try to make, if the grass looks greener over there, that grass could be poison. You know, I watch, you know, old westerns, and they poison the water. Oh, look, we've been dry. We've been going across this hot desert plains. Look at this oasis. Poison. It meets your need for a moment, and then you're done. Do the word of the Lord. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this that there's no place I'd rather be than the perfect will of God. There's no place to be except for exactly where God wants you to be, where he's telling you to be, because there's blessing there. Verse 5. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. How amazing is that? Just obey. You say, well, I'm not sure if I'm hearing from God. Turn up the spiritual hearing aid. Turn it up. The reason you're not hearing is because there's too much other noise. I'm not good. That's a different sermon. But I think you get what I'm saying. Amen. If you're not hungry for God, you're eating too much other ungodly things. Just saying. Different message. Different message. You get what I'm saying. Every single person has the innate ability to naturally be hungry. If they are not naturally hungry and their body does not need food and water, something else is lying to them. All right? You may be on medicine. What is medicine? Medicine may take your appetite away. Or it may give you more of an appetite. But there's things that dictate your hunger. There's things that dictate your thirst. And there's things that dictate your ability to hear the voice of God. And it's the world and the Spirit of God. And you got to dictate. You got to make a decision. I'm gonna fast and I'm going to pray till I get a word of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to shut everything off. I'm going to do everything in my power to turn other voices off. I'll turn the TV off. I'll turn the radio off. I'll turn my phone off. I'll stop looking at the news. I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat. I'll just drink water. And I'm going to get my breakthrough. Because I'm going to shut every other opportunity that's speaking out of the room. I'll shut the people off that are speaking negative. Nope, I don't want that. I don't need these voices. I don't need people vying the clear voice from heaven. Amen. And it doesn't need, don't go chasing some prophet to get a word of the Lord. You get it. You have ears to hear. Hear the word of the Lord. It didn't say you have prophets running to and fro. Go chase one. It doesn't say that. You have an ear. A spiritual, if you have a heart, you have a spiritual ear. Open it and receive. Jesus. I feel like I'm stomping on demons. It's great. I love it. Yeah, a demon stomper. I think that's a ministry. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm telling myself. All right. Verse 5 again. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought, verse 6, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Wonderful. Provision was there. All he did was exactly what the Lord said. It didn't say, go do, a 1,000-man march, you know, pray this many times a day. It didn't say any of that. It said, just go there and you'll be sustained. He just did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And that's natural things. This is Elijah the prophet, and we're reading about ravens coming. I mean, supernatural things are happening. Ravens do not come and bring bread. The ravens around my house, the crows come and eat the bread. They don't bring the bread. You understand? They're being disobedient. All right? They're not doing what they did for Elijah. All right? So anyway, God's going to have to bring provision a different way. And that's why tithing and giving is the provision God's using. You are actually turning the ravens around in your life when you give. Come on. That's a word of the Lord. Amen. That's a word of the Lord. You may have missed it. Let me say it again. By your giving, you turn the ravens to do what God intended them to do. And provision starts coming your way instead of provision being taken somewhere else or being eaten. Amen. You can either eat your seed or you can sow your seed. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you right now, this is a great offering message, but it's a life lesson message. Your time. You sow it into the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, the ravens will make time for you. They'll bring people across your path. What you sow, you shall reap. Amen. So when you sow for the Lord, when you lend to the Lord, I'm telling you, He'll give back to you. He'll give back to you. Why? There's probably many, many other people that the ravens are flying past, and they're dumping it on Elijah. All that he has need of, and there's other people that are suffering. That happens. You say, well, that's not very nice. That's not a loving God. It's the obedience. It's the obedience that makes a difference. A young child can obey the Lord and receive the blessing, and it'll bypass an adult. Obedience. Open heart. What moves God? Faith. Faith moves God. So wherever faith is known, let me get back. Another sermon. There's like a lot of sermons here today. Amen. Verse 7. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Do not try to make some spiritual, prophetic word of the Lord when it's something that just took place. It stopped raining, the stream dried up. That's not a prophetic word. That's not a prophetic utterance. That's not a supernatural revelation from Almighty God. Prophet David has spoken. It didn't rain for 30 days, and my puddle dried up in my yard. Oh, really? Sounds kind of natural to me. All right? But think, this is what I want you to get. The Lord sent him there, and the provision was there. Now the provision's not there. And that's where people get stuck. And then they start blaming God. Why'd the river dry up? Why'd the ravens stop flying? Get before the Lord and ask him what the next place is. It takes faith. You walk by faith. You don't take one step of faith and then expect the ravens and the stream to flood your soul the whole rest of your life. There's times where you do ministry, and then the Lord has some other ministry for you. And you got to step out of where you are and step into the new plan. Amen. Get a hold of this, church, because you get condemned, you get mad at yourself, you wonder why in the world it's not working. Maybe the Lord's trying to say, hey, I got something else for you. Come over here. But if you're like, this is what he said, this is what he said, this is all I'm going to do, you're going to miss out. Things will start drying up. Don't misunderstand me. Let me preface it with this. There's times where the Lord keeps you a place when it's hard and there's persecution and he wants you to stand in that place. But the way you know that is, Lord, do you want me to move or do you want me to stay? Stay. Okay, I'll stay and I'll endure. I'll be patient and I'll see the fruit of it. But there may be other times where he's like, come on, Sodom and Gomorrah is getting ready to happen. Let's move on out of here. Amen. Don't look back. Just take a step. Let's keep on moving. Okay, so you have to hear from God to know to stay or should I stay or should I go now? All right? I'm not going to sing it, but there you go. Should I stay or should I go now? All right? That's not a spiritual song, but amen. We use it to glorify God. Should I stay or get my point across? Should I stay or should I go? We should ask him that. There's things you ask the Lord. This is going to bless you. This is going to help you. There's things you need to ask the Lord, and there's other things you just need to obey. You don't ask the Lord Sunday morning, should I go to church today? Should I stay or should I go? Your flesh will be like, stay. Don't get out of bed. Right? So why are you even dealing with your flesh there? That's a known. Should I love this person or should I not? Let me pray about if I should love you or not. No. Love your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. So there's times where persecution comes. You just stay. You stand because that's the word of the, you know that's the written word of God. See, this is the known will of God. His written word. Logos. Written word. Amen. Then when revelation comes, it becomes the rhema word. The spoken word. It's ministered. It's preached. And then that spoken word becomes who you are. You start walking in the logos. And it starts manifesting in your life. But many people have this good old book called the Bible right on their bookshelf. And it's full of life and power, but they never open it or receive the spoken word out of it. Or they don't go to church or they don't do anything for God. And there's miracles sitting on their shelf at their house that they're not partaking of. There's an eternal destiny sitting on their shelf and they're denying it. Another message. Hopefully somebody's writing all these wonderful messages down. So the next step, Elijah had to hear the word of God. He got to a place where he had to hear. Because no brook, brook's dry, ravens stop, what's next? Either, Lord, you're going to give me a word, or I'm coming to see you real soon. Because my flesh isn't going to last. You know what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? He needed provision. Provision was gone. So he had to find out why it was gone. Well, it was gone because it hadn't rained. Anyway, verse 8. Here's the next word. So the first word was, go to the brook Cherith. Everybody say, second word. All right, he was open to hear. He was seeking the Lord. Even when the provision is there, you must seek the Lord. Do not stop once you receive your blessing. Many, many people miss it because they're like, oh, this is the land of milk and honey. And they get fat and happy and don't do the work of the Lord. That's a terrible analogy. They just stop. They tithe for a little bit, and the Lord turns it around for them. Then they stop giving. Well, what are you doing? You're cutting the blessing off. You're cutting the hand that feeds you because you're not pursuing and continuing. Because it says, you sow and you reap. You sow and you reap. There's seed time and there's harvest. So every time is a seed time, and harvest will come as the Lord releases. But you just keep sowing. Amen. I told you it's an offering message. Amen. The word of the Lord came to him, verse 8, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs in Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Well, I'm telling you, back in these days, that's my prosperity message. The Lord is sending me to a poor widow. Yes, that has got to be God. Don't we look at it that way? Oh, the Lord's calling me to a ministry. Oh, well, it's a 500-member church that everything's set. I'm going to pastor that. Thank you very much, Lord. That's what I'm believing for. I think Elijah was believing too. And I think he heard from the Lord as well. And where did the Lord send him? Do not base where God is sending. Do not look at it with your natural eyes. Get the word of the Lord, because you have to have it to sustain you to go there. Because if you do not have God's word on the inside of you, you will never finish the race, because you'll look at what's around. Peter struggled with that. The Lord said, bid him to come. Come. If he just did that word and came and stop looking, he wouldn't have sank. Right? Right. Yeah. But he started looking around. Well, these waves are pretty big here. Well, it's a pretty good miracle, even if it looks like glass to walk on the water, if you ask me. Amen. Just the miracle of being able to walk on water. I don't care how big the waves are. If I could walk on flat water, I can walk on waves of water. Right? Anyway. Some of you don't think about these things. I think about these things when the day comes if Jesus says, come out on the water. I'm going to walk out on the water. Amen. 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 And if the water is coming at me, I'll just part the thing. Amen. You got to believe like that. That's what the Bible says. You guys know what the Bible is? Amen. Amen. I'm glad. Praise God, we're all together in one accord in one place. Holy Ghost. Yeah. Pentecost. All right, verse 10. So he arose and went. It's amazing how he did. He didn't question. Elijah did not say, hold on, that is not the best plan, Lord. Why don't you dig in there again, talk to Dad, and get a better plan? I want a different, what are those little cookies called that you open? I want another fortune cookie. Give me another statement. I'm not pleased with that one. Elijah didn't do that. He said, yes, Lord, I'm going. I'm stepping. Yep. Amen. I'm stepping. Verse 10, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks, and he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. The man of God was thirsty. Hey, the brook dries up, you're traveling, no water. Yeah, I need some water. Don't be so spiritually minded you're no earthly good. What if the widow's like, oh, I know you. You're Elijah. You're a man of God. You need to believe God for yourself. And went the other way. Think about that. She would be dead with her son. Watch. Disobedience will kill you. Anyway, that was a real joyful message. When he came, verse 11, and as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. Listen, this is a widow, and the man of God's commanding water and bread. You know how many people in the church would deny a person if they looked at them and saw that they had everything that they have need of? They'd be like, they judge them and say, well, I don't think you need that. I'm not going to do that. Boom. Your blessing just went out the window. Do not base what you see. Obey the Lord. And I need to say it. You need to obey those in authority above you. All right. Amen. Yeah, when Jesus said, go get me a colt, go in the other town, it'll be tied up, go get it. I have need of it. They didn't question it, they went. They did it. Not wondering, well, what's he going to do with a little colt? How's he going to ride that thing? That thing's going to be a little wild. We heard a message on that the other day, last Sunday. Don't ask questions, just obey. You young people. Don't ask questions to your parents. Just do what they tell you to do. There's blessing in it. Amen. Your butt will feel better. Amen. Amen. Just do what you're told to do. There's blessing in obedience. Naturally, if your boss asks you to do something, as long as it's morally sound and legal, do what he's telling you to do. Don't say, well, somebody else can do that lower than me. You're getting ready to be the low one, and the low one's getting ready to rise above you. Amen. Word of the Lord. Do what he's telling you to do. Or do what she's telling you to do. All right. You missed that part, some of you guys out there. There may be women above you. Do what they're telling you to do. I don't think you heard me. Some of you are fighting that word right there. Obey those in authority. It'll be good to you. It'll be good to you. There's women that are in authority. Amen. Another sermon. Okay, here we go. So he asked for a cup of water. He asked for a morsel of bread. Verse 12. So he said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. This is the widow talking. She said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. What a powerful statement. Unspiritual, fear-filled statement, but a true statement. Wasn't it true? Yes, it was true. That's all she had. She spoke what she had. But here's the thing with God. You can speak what you don't have. Amen? Because your words have power. So she was not speaking faith. She was just speaking reality. If you live in reality, you will receive reality. If you live in the Spirit, you will receive the Spirit. Amen. If you walk in the flesh, you'll receive flesh. Corruption. Get it? You reap what you sow. So here she is. She's at a place where they have nothing. They have a little bit of oil in a jar and a little bit of flour to make their last bit of cake and then die. What a wonderful, wonderful place to be. Be thankful that there's men and women of God around that can give you a faith message in your time of fear. But notice Elijah here, verse 13. And Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as I have said. It didn't faze Elijah at all. He didn't care if you had one morsel or a gallon of water or a river of water. He's like, this is the word of the Lord, go do it. He did not bow to her detrimental, fear-filled statement. Be around people that speak faith. Be around people that speak victory, that speak healing, that speak provision, that speak joy. Be around those people because you'll start reaping that. Amen. What would have happened to the man of God if he caved to what she said? All three of them would have ate that and beat each other up trying to get the last morsel and all died anyway. Right? If they didn't do and obey what the Lord said to do, they all would have been done. Because they would have lived in the flesh and reaped the flesh, which is all they have. If Jesus looked at the loaves and the fishes and said, well, I'm the man of God, I'm going to partake first, whatever's left, fight over it, I'm leaving. He ate one fish and one piece of bread and went on his way. How well would have that went with the 5,000? in the 3,000 that he was ministering to. Let me just say this to some of these ministers out there. You need to obey the word of the Lord. Amen. And be loving to people. And be willing to not be up here, but come alongside of the people. Amen. Amen. We endeavor to do that. I know some people may think different. We love people. And we love you enough that we know God has great things for you. Amen. And that's why you're here today. You're going to get a word of the Lord and see how Elijah handled it. Because some people are in a desperate situation. And you're wondering, man, we're down to the ropes with our budget. We're in the red with our budget. How is this going to get the word of the Lord? Get the word of the Lord. All right? It is, notice here, the man of God did not save the widow and her son. Did he? He didn't save. He just shared what the Lord said to do. The pastor did not come and give her $1,000 and say, here it is. This is your provision. He did exactly what the Lord said to do. Exactly what the Lord said to do. And it was contrary to the flesh, wasn't it? Why in the world would a man of God come if there was a widow? It says give to the widows. He's sitting here doing the opposite. He's like, you're getting ready to die? Give me what you got. Let me eat first. What a selfish man. Get thee behind me, Satan. Right? Come on, follow me here, right? That is contrary to what a loving person ought to do. Hey, you got a little bit left? Let me have it first. My golly, that would have been a sight. Can you imagine that happening in present day time? But think about it. You don't have to think about it. I'm going to tell you about it because the Bible tells us. So Elijah said there, do not fear. Go in as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. How in the world did it get from I only have one little bit, we're going to eat it and die, to feed me, then go make your own? That's where the miracle started. The miracle started in the obedience to make it for the man of God first. I'm not saying this message that the Lord's telling me for everybody to bake a pie, give me a pie, and then go make your own. It's nothing to do with me. I'm giving you the word of the Lord. Amen. When you obey the Lord, there's provision there. What they had could not do what the man of God asked of. Because what they had would have been enough for him, but nothing for them. Right? But to obey and to do what's right first, and what the man of God says, then the provision started. Jesus did the same thing with the loaves and the fishes. Blessed it, said go. Release it to the people. And they kept going. And it never ended. They ended up with 12 baskets. More than what they started with. Think about that. If you obey with your tithe and your offering, you're setting yourself up for the blessing of God. But if you're looking at your finance, your tithe, as it needs to go to my bills, guess what? You're going to pull the widow mark. You're pulling the widow ticket when you take the seed that God's given you for the kingdom and you're spending it on yourself. If she said, nope, get out of here, man of God, she would have died in a couple days because she would have ate her seed. Think about that. The miracle would have never happened. And God would have had to do something else with Elijah because he did the best he could and she didn't offer it. I don't think that he's going to send Elijah in to steal the flour and the oil. He would have had to provide it somewhere else, right? But the woman was obedient. Verse 14. Everybody say, next step. Here's the third word of the Lord. So it didn't stop with one. It didn't stop with two. So he went to the brook. Then he went to the widow. All right? Here we go. Verse 14. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth. Obedience will give you what you need, no matter if there's famine in the land. Never worry about what it looks like. Do not listen to the news reports. Do not listen. I know you can get information. I get it. It gives you prayer points. Whatever. You can justify how much you listen to the news yourself. But if you take that as final authority and final doctrine, you will literally drive yourself bonkers. Because a year ago, you would have sold your diesel truck because diesel went through the roof. Now, apparently, diesel's like 10 cents higher than gas. Huh, imagine that. All these things, fear, pushing, all this stuff. If you would just take a step back and say, you know what, there's a motive behind his. What's the Lord telling me to do? Not to pull all my banking stuff. No, he keeps telling me to sow, right? Tithe and offering never stopped when famine came. 1930s, during the Depression, God didn't say, oh, I need to put an amendment in the Bible. In 1930, stop giving because there's going to be a depression. Didn't say that, did it? There was many, many businesses that started in the early 40s. And I believe a lot of those started because people were faithful in the 30s. Amen. The Lord moved on them. Anyway, moving forward, thus says the Lord, verse 14, the bin of flour shall not be used up. The ability to say that is knowing because you obeyed what he said to do. If you're a tither and a giver, you can know for sure that your bin will never run dry. Your oil will always be there at the appointed time. Amen. Always. It'll never run dry till Jesus promises he'll watch over you till he comes again. You have a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that lives on the inside of you every moment of every day that's guiding you till Jesus comes. Jesus left, Holy Spirit came. Jesus comes, church leaves. We're not left orphans. You're not going to be in a desolate place. There isn't, I know there's ministers out there talking about a wilderness place. I get what they're saying. But on the inside, God is a God of provision. He's a God of more than enough. If it looks funny and bad, that doesn't mean it's going to be bad for you. You hear what I'm saying? There's probably other widows there that may have died in that time that did not have what they had need of. But God saw fit for this one. You may be a widow out there. God sees fit for you. He's going to watch over you and take care of you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Verse 15. So that's a good word right there, that things will not dry up. Things will not run out. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. That is the key to her miracle. She obeyed the Lord. She obeyed the man of God. She obeyed those in authority. She did not rebel. She did not kick against it. She didn't say, I got a better plan. Here's my opinion. Lord have mercy. She went away and did. Everybody say did. She did what the word of the Lord was. She did not go against the word of the Lord. Everybody's got opinions. God gives you things, but there's a time and a place for them. Amen. When you're in the house of God, obey the authority. When you're in somebody else's house, obey their authority. Amen. When you go eat Thanksgiving with relatives and you go to their house, you don't take over their oven and tell them how to do it and make their... Don't do that. Don't do that. Say, oh, I don't like your paint color in your house. Don't do stuff like that. That's their house. That's their house. Enjoy the blessing of their house. If you don't, you may not be invited back. Amen. You think, well, he's being funny. I'm being really funny, but I'm being really serious at the same time. You got to respect authority. You have to understand who God placed in authority. In every area, spiritually and naturally. You young people, your parents are the authority till you move out. I mean, my kids, I love them to death. They want dogs and cats. I was like, you'll get your own place one day. You can get all the dogs and cats you want. But till then, our two dogs are good. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. It's our house. It's our house. And when I go to my children's house, when they get their... they get married and they get their nice house, debt-free, praise God. I'm going to go there and I'll respect them. Amen. And I'll pray. And I'll do my best. But you have to understand authority. Because if you don't understand authority, you won't hear from God to begin with. Hey, Did you hear me? If you do not understand authority, you will not hear from God to begin with, because you don't think he's your authority. Agnostics, they don't look at God as authority. Atheists, no. It's hard to hear from God. But I'm telling you what, God is a gracious God that ministers to the atheists and the agnostics. And there's many, many, many thousands that get saved because God loves them too. Amen. God loves them too. So, anyway, keep going. Verse 15 again. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. What happened? A miracle happened. How? Obedience. Obedience set the stage for the miracle. Obedience. You know, we have vets in the house, and we have different businesses in the house. If you listen to those that know in their realm of authority, you will get blessed. You will get blessed. I mean, I grew up on the farm. If I went and I thought what medicine would work, but didn't consult a professional, that animal may suffer a lot more than it was supposed to. You understand what I'm saying? Because I did not take time to listen to wise counsel or those in authority. We must, get this, you must realize that God is supreme authority. Do not put man near God. God can't stand near God. Man can't stand near God, excuse me. You have to understand authority to understand obedience and to see your miracle. The minute you submit to God, you're opening the door for a miracle. The second you submit to God and you submit to his authority, you can go from darkness to light instantly. You can get saved like that. You can be healed like that instantly. Because God's bigger. God's better. God has what I have need of. Lord, help me. Boom. There you go. Your miracle can happen right in the moment you obey what the word of the Lord is. So this is the word of the Lord. But the Lord's going to speak to you as well. What does he have for you? What does he have for you? Are you in that place where your brook's looking dry? The business you had just isn't doing much business anymore. What's he saying? Why? Ask you, why is this happening this way? What is the Lord speaking in this season? Or maybe he's sending you somewhere to talk to somebody, and that's where your provision is. She didn't have a lot for the Lord to make provision. They ate for days off of the little bit of flour and the little bit of oil. So don't base it off of what it looks like. If the Lord's telling you to do this in ministry or do this in business, don't look at what the finances look like. Do what the Lord's telling you to do. He'll make sure everything's good. Do exactly. People come to me, do you think this is the Lord? I am not answering you because I'm not going to be your provision. And I'm definitely not going to be your stumbling block. You understand what I'm saying? I will not tell you this is what the Lord said unless the Lord tells me this is what I say. I will not speak more than what he's saying at all. I'm a tight lip when it comes to that because I'm not playing God. I can't work the miracle and I can't bring provision. But if the Lord says, make me a cake or bring me a Mustang, if he says anything like that, some of you get the joke that we're here last week. Anyway, I just had to shoot it in there. If you're listening and you have no clue, listen last week. All right. Verse 16. The bin of your flour, I shouldn't have done that. The bin of your flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. I'll end with this. God speaks to men and women of God. Respect the authority that God has put in place. Even in the natural. I'm not just talking about men of God. I'm talking about those in authority in the natural. Respect them. It'll do well for you. It'll do well for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we see here that Elijah had multiple steps that he had to go through, didn't he? He had to hear from God more than once. Be open to what God's saying. God's speaking. He's even speaking right now. You can bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, we thank you for this day. If you can put some music on, that would be great. Hallelujah. Those listening online, we love you. We love you, and we're believing God's best for you. If you're listening online, or you're tuned in, or you tune in at a later date, the same Spirit, the same Lord is here for you. You may be going through hard times. You may have thought you heard the voice of God, took a step, and it isn't working out. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Find out what it is that you need to do to adjust the situation. Get God's word and walk it out. Walk it out. If you've never heard from God before, or you don't know God, never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's your first step. That's your first step to your blessing and to your provision. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came for you, each and every one of you. He came and he died for your sin, to redeem you from the curse of the law of sin and death, to give you an eternal hope and future called heaven. If you want this Jesus, he's available to you. God's word says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. You shall be saved, delivered, rescued, redeemed, and healed from this present evil world. If you want this Jesus, just ask him into your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross and that you rose again. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's the first step to hearing the voice of God. If you ask Jesus into your heart for the first time, contact the ministry. You just heard the voice of God in your spirit. The first step to walking with God, accepting Jesus. Father, I thank you for each and every person here. Before they leave online, I just want to bless you online. We love you. Have a great day. But those here in our presence,